Blog Talk Radio.
Taylor, and this is Soul Path Wisdom. This is the fifth episode of the show where we'll talk about the week's astrology from an evolutionary perspective, and we'll dance with intuition and awakening. I am here. It's February 4th. We're going to talk about this week. We're having a new moon in Aquarius today, so that's the big deal for the astrology. A new moon is always a new start. And before we go into that, I want to say that, again, I apologize for the quality of last week's show, and I thought I'd get back and re-record it. Really hard to re-record something when it kind of comes through me in a channeled way, and then thinking about how can I actually redo it. It's not like I had a script or anything. So I didn't get back to it. But we'll talk about Aquarius. A lot of the kind of evergreen content of last week's show was how much I talked about Aquarius. So we will do that again. And I'll say that I can't actually tell right now while I'm recording if it is choppy. So if you're not getting good reception as you're listening to this in real time, I'd like you to send me a text message at 510-685-8863. I did have Comcast out. Actually, Comcast, taking care of the internet connection here. And the guy said that he was like a Ghostbuster and that his job is running around trying to go to places where there's problems like we had last week, which he calls noise. And he fixed a couple of loose connections, but said basically, you know, in the transmission of data, there's these little chunky little places of noise that get stuck places from time to time. And that's probably what it is. It's a ghost noise. So hopefully he captured that ghost and we're going to be doing fine today. And if not, I've got an alternate plan. I've got a little wireless thing. Don't even know what the call it is, but I've got a secondary backup if we don't do well. And that is the nature of Aquarius. So let's start right now talking about that, you know, Aquarius is very electrical. It has to do with channeling and technology and things that moves at the speed of light or faster. And so we have this new moon today. It's at 1:04 p.m. Pacific time. It's almost at 16 degrees of Aquarius, puts it right in the middle. That means it's going to affect most of the sign of Aquarius to some degree or other. But of course, if you're very close, if you have Aquarian planets or angles level, it will be particularly strong for you. And remember, fixed signs, Aquarius, opposite Leo, and then square, Taurus, and Scorpio. So if you have fixed signs, a new moon and a fixed sign will also be a little bit more powerful. A new moon is always a starting point. It's great to work in alignment with every new moon in the year by considering what it is you're beginning, what is important for you, new starts. And it's very strong over the months, but the plans we put into place have longevity. They can certainly go longer than the month. And this new moon is interesting because it is quintile the Mars Uranus that is in the sky right now, building into exactness by February 13th. So, first with the new moon in Aquarius, new starts, wherever it is showing up in your chart, are likely with this moon to be faster, new, innovative, maybe something original. Whenever we're talking about Aquarius, there can be a statement like, I just decided, or I just thought of this or that. It seems like it's a surprising or sometimes even a shocking realization that we have related to Aquarius. At the highest levels of this sign, the deeper meaning of what Aquarius is accomplishing within us as an archetype is the intention to be awakened or enlightened, liberation in the spiritual sense of things, as we might read in the teachings of Krishnamurti or Adyashanti. And if you don't know who those people are, I very much encourage you to do a little reading and check them out, because it's so hard to even talk about awakening or enlightenment. We don't really have the correct vocabulary for it, because it's kind of out of the range of our human experience normally. But to aspire to it, to give ourselves the time and the space and the quietness, whether it's walking in the forest or meditation, where we can have that sense of who we really are behind everything, behind the ego personality, behind the observer, total spaciousness. That this is the higher frequency of Aquarian energy. Now, of course, day to day, most of us are actually living here in our little human lives, and we may just be, kind of going along, trying to be our own unique, authentic self. And there's nothing wrong with that. That is also an Aquarian ideal. It's like, how can you shed the cultural imprinting, the sense of image, the sense that you're supposed to be a certain way, and do your own thing, march to your own drummer. So this new moon asks you to consider that, to become in alignment with this moon and sun in the same place, saying it's time for a fresh start, break free, do something different, do what you really want to do. You probably know what that is. It's been kind of pulling at you. So you might seem to be rebellious. You might seem to be detached from like the needs of others, other people who want you to do what they expect you to do. In an Aquarian phase, you can feel indifferent. You can also be very connected to the future and revolutionary ideas. And certainly we see a lot of that in this time period. It goes beyond just an Aquarian new moon this week. It goes really into the Aquarian planet Uranus, which has been dancing in the sky with Pluto now for many years. And so we've had the energy of the revolution of the individual, challenged and stressed and dealing with and trying to find a new creative solution with the status quo of the patriarchy and the structures that we have built on this planet over millennia. So we've been dancing with that already, and many of us are doing our part to be part of solutions that are Aquarian in nature, that are innovative. So think about for a moment where that is for you. Like, where in your life do you need to break free from expected habit patterns and instead, go your own way? Be brave, be wild, be free. Because the bravery comes in when we're looking at the fact that the Mars-Uranus conjunction is connected into this new moon. The other planet that's connected into the new moon is Mercury. So Mercury today is almost at 20 degrees of Aquarius. So as this moon is indicating a launch or new ideas, it very much ties into Mercury, which is about communication, what you think, what you're receiving, what you're giving out, the part of you that it teaches something in your day-to-day life. So connecting this with Mars, the planet of action, courage, bravery, the part of you that wants to be, there's a very strong alignment naturally with Aries and Aquarius. They both like to do their own thing. They both want to be themselves. And that is naturally a sextile relationship. And sextile is flowing but exciting. And there actually is a sextile between the Mercury and Mars. And then the quintile, which is much more of a creative, maybe even a little bit of an obsessive connection, is between the moon in Aquarius and Uranus. But altogether, the five planets are connecting with each other and saying, break out of things, go and do what you want to do, be original, think about what it is that lights you up, what sparks joy in your heart, to kind of connect to the lady who does all of the fixing up of space. I think her name is Marie Kondo. That idea that look at the pieces of your life, look at the clothes in your closet, look at the people in your life. Is this sparking joy? Because all this Aquarius and Aries energy wants to go in that direction. Now, of course, nothing is ever that simple. It's always about integration. And these Aries energies are still very strongly connecting to the Capricorn in the sky. We have Saturn and Pluto for the whole year dancing close enough to be conjunction or an almost conjunction. I'm going to count it as a conjunction myself because I feel that the planets speak to each other even when they're a distance away. They might not be merged quite yet. Remember, Saturn and Pluto are merging in early 2020 for an exact conjunction as this major event that has to do with transformation and structure. But all year long, they are close enough to count in my mind. And right now, they are very strongly in a square with the Aries energy, that new start sense of alive beingness that Mars Uranus is bringing into psyche. So even though you're going to be saying, yes, I know what I want to do. I want to jump free. I want to change this job. I want to change whatever it is you've been feeling. The Saturn-Pluto will throw into your mind the limitations, the duty, the responsibility. Well, you already promised this. You committed to this. This is important for your long-term path. So you'll be balancing. In a square, you're always looking at the two sides, and it feels like it's hard to balance them. You have to come up with a creative solution to do so. So you will be figuring out how can you do what you want to do and also honor obligations and some of the deeper projects, the longer-term projects of this life. Now, before we move on from the Mars-Uranus, I just want to say that definitely not wishing to evoke fear when there's challenging in the sky, I always want to make sure you understand that it may be there in the sky, and it represents a certain potential for something. Mars Uranus in a challenging aspect represent a potential for an accident. And the reason they represent that potential is because Mars moves very fast and is often fueled by intense emotional energy like anger and frustration, impatience. And Uranus is radical and shocking and changeable, and it kind of flips like a switch.
And so those two energies together, and especially in the sign of Aries, can indicate that if you move too fast, if you're not dealing with your emotions carefully, if you allow yourself to be erratic, that you could be more prone to an accident than, say, an average day when they're not in connection with each other. And maybe Mars is ambling along in Taurus and Uranus is in Taurus, which they both will be before long. And so what I'd like to say is I have seen many, many instances in my own life where I had very volatile, accident-prone connections. And by being slower, more careful, mindful, paying attention to where I feel angry and resentful about things, that there is no accident. I might notice that people drive really crazy around me. I might notice that people are angry. You know, I'll see people arguing on the street. Like, I'll see the energy outside of me, but it's not an accident. And when I talk about accident, of course, we think of car accidents, but it's not just cars. You know, it can be cutting your finger, it can be stubbing your toe, it can be, you know, dropping a pot full of stew. So, you know, just remember that the medicine for this, which is why it is important to even look at the astrological weather, not so we can be fearful and kind of assume that the worst is going to happen, but no, on the other side, so that we can be proactive and realize, like, especially if you've been noticing that people have been a little aggressive to you, or you know in your chart that you've got some late degree Aries or cardinal energy, cardinal, Libra, Aries, Cancer and Capricorn. So if you are personally being affected by this, just slow down, breathe. Don't put yourself in situations that you don't need to put yourself in with people who are angry or volatile. Make sure that you're calm and you'll get through this period. But it will be building over the next couple of weeks. And as I said, is exact on the 13th of February, and then it will de-escalate. And by the 6th of March, Uranus moves into Taurus. Mars will move into Taurus on the 14th of February. So right after it's exact, it goes into Taurus, and the energies begin to slow down. Now, the other change that we've had since I last spoke to you is that Venus just moved into the sign of Capricorn. So it's one day into Capricorn. It'll be here for about a month. And Venus in Capricorn also slows things down. But Venus's role is the attraction principle. Venus attracts relationships and also attracts material resources into our life. So Venus will be speaking to us about our long-term plans and the need to be a little bit more conservative. For the last month, Venus has been in Sagittarius, and Venus in Sagittarius is much more big picture oriented, much more expansive, generous, sense of the largesse of life. And of course, for a few days was conjunct Jupiter, which is in Sagittarius for the whole year. So Jupiter in and of itself is about that generosity, expansive principle. I was listening to Chris Brennan's podcast the other day, and I thought when they were talking about electional astrology, they had the very best advice for the whole year, which is that, you know, every month when the moon is in Sagittarius, that's going to be the best time to launch something, because the moon will be conjunct Jupiter at that point in time for a couple of days. So keep that in mind. If you have an ephemeris or astrology software, keep looking for when the moon comes into Sag. because, you know, connecting to Jupiter, that'll be a little bit of a nice energy. Of course, we've talked about this already, Jupiter is square Neptune all year long. So there is, you know, that expansive quality can also indicate that we might want to numb out a little bit more. Given how much is going on in the world, I certainly understand why any of us would want to numb out, but the moon will bring us into emotional alignment with either the higher frequencies of Jupiter, Neptune, where we say, I want to be in alignment with my beliefs and my spiritual path, or nah, I just want to zone out. So coming back to Venus in Capricorn right now forms a harmonious, positive flow energy, a trine to Mars Uranus. So on one hand, Venus is in a Earth cardinal sign that says, let's look at the long term, let's build something, maybe around relationship, maybe around a business that you might have that relates to people. And that may be one of the inner triggers toward these radical changes. You may realize that a certain relationship that you're in is not going in the long-term direction that you're seeking, and you may feel like you need to speak out about it. You may need to, you know, with this new moon energy, you may have to tell the truth about your deeper needs to be authentic to yourself. That doesn't mean the relationship will end, but it will mean that there's a balancing and an integration of both the long term that's coming now to us from South Node in Capricorn, Pluto Saturn in Capricorn, and now Venus in Capricorn for a month, that the long term agenda is gaining ground and will feel very important and significant. And then on the other hand, all these Aquarian and Aries planets say, do something about it, go for it, say something, make the changes that are needed to be made. So this structure is within all of us for this week. And what you'll find is that wherever it's showing up in your chart, that will be the area of life that you're feeling the need for action or speech. Now, obviously with a new moon, the moon itself is in Aquarius. Its last aspect, we always look at the last aspects to say something about, you know, how these days are going to be, is sextile Uranus. And so that adds the energy to changes that are surprising and are connected with this idea of waking up. And then on the 5th at 6:01 p.m., the moon moves into Pisces. Now, I've talked before about the Pisces moon and how I love the Pisces moon for, you know, baths and eating chocolate and zoning out and reading a good novel. And of course, the spiritual side, the yoga, the meditation. But it can be very filmy and internal. I personally normally don't like to go out very much when the moon is in Pisces. I feel extra sensitive to the crowds and to energy. But for each person, it's different. I've known people who felt enlivened and excited and creative when the moon was in Pisces. And I always recommend tracking the moons and seeing how they affect you personally and using that as part of your scheduling process. Its last aspect on the 7th in the afternoon here, Pacific time, is sextile Pluto. So that's also pretty very intense. At 6:35 a.m., we come into an Aries moon. Its last aspect on the 10th at 3:47 p.m. is conjunct Uranus. So that's... That's really getting close to when Mars and Uranus are almost exact. And then on the 10th at 5:29 p.m. we come into a Taurus moon. Last aspect, square sun. I don't like the square as much, but it is the sun. And that's not bad in terms of a balancing between what the sun and the moon have been initiating in today's full moon. And then it will be coming to Gemini. And by then we'll be talking again. We'll be having another little podcast like this. And let's see if there's any other. Mercury will come into Pisces also on the 10th. And I'll be talking to you right after that happens. So I'll save talking about Mercury and Pisces until next week. Although I will say I have personally Mercury in Pisces, considered debilitated by some. Of course, I have it. So when you have it yourself, it's just who you are. How would you know if it's debilitated? Because it just is. But Mercury in Pisces is a particularly intuitive time. So the month that it's in Pisces, and then followed the 18th this year, of February, the sun will come into Pisces. So if you're doing longer range planning now beyond just this week, think about the fact that as we move into the third and fourth week of February, that we get a lot of Pisces action. And it's a great time to take a vacation, go to the beach, go get a massage, go to a spa, work with your creativity, deepen your yoga practice. So many things you can do to be in alignment with that cosmic energy. So time for meditation. So if you're driving or otherwise engaged, you have to turn this off and wait and do this later. But if you're in a comfortable position, close your eyes and begin to take deep, slow breaths. And this is a new moon meditation. Feel your body as the breath deepens. You might feel the air on your skin. Let yourself perceive how your body actually feels in this moment without trying to change anything. But so often we move quickly through life without truly feeling this physical vehicle that houses the soul. And then bring your attention to your emotions, feelings. How are you actually feeling in this moment? You might notice that the feelings are in a particular part of the body, in a chakra, in the skin, in the belly. Again, without trying to change anything, be with your feelings. Let them be without judgment. Next, taking your attention to the mental part of your mind, thoughts. Some days the mind is active and wild. Other days it's slower and more calm. Noticing the thoughts as they come and go, without fighting them or resisting them. And also without giving them power, making a story about them. And finally, spirit, essence, that which is inside of us and around us. Feel that. Be with that. As you're breathing, you're connecting into this quietness that is beyond everything. And from this place, where you are aligned body, mind, and spirit, allow your essence, your high self, to bring into your conscious awareness what you are initiating in alignment with this new moon today. Simply make space for ideas to come up. You might know about some of the things you want to start, but you may be surprised if you allow essence to bring up some new ideas. When we're finished with the meditation, you might want to write all of these ideas down, whatever it is you're starting, and put the piece of paper under a crystal or a candle. But for right now, let's work with this energetically and imagine this new start energy, your Aquarian new start energy for the month, things that are in alignment with your authentic self, things that bring you into higher frequency. Surround them with a sparkly color, whatever color comes to you, your favorite color. Imagine these ideas are in a bubble of light. Feel that bubble of light connected to your heart. And release the bubble of light with the intention from the heart up toward what you imagine the cosmos to be, the co-creative cosmos. And in your mind, say, I now manifest this new start energy in alignment with the highest good for all concerned. And feel that energy go to the creative realm. Your thoughts, your intentions aligned strongly. The words you use in the days and weeks to come, positive and aligned. I have this, and creating this happening. Feel that knowingness run through your body. You've offered it up. You're allowing it to come back to you in even a more amazing way than your mind could possibly think of it. So there's this balancing we do here between intention and manifestation, and also allowing the universe and its wisdom to bring us exactly what we need. So we send out that bubble of light, and we also receive what we're meant to receive. Releasing attachment, but holding intention. Bring your attention back to your heart. Imagine that you're cultivating a sense of love, connection. That whatever it is you're bringing into manifestation in this world is of benefit, not only to you, but to the circle around you, to the earth itself, in Aquarius, to this idea that we're all equal, that humanitarian needs are so important and so much at this time. Feel your connection into the entire of humanity knowing that even as one is suffering, we're all suffering. And then bringing yourself fully present in your body, fingers and toes filled with energy, and opening your eyes as you're ready. Okay. I'll talk to you again next week.